What's going on there, guys? It's MJ
and Tosh.
That was really fast.
You're a quickie.
Not normally.
You're a fun time, not a long time over there.
I'm a one and done. No. I was actually just like, man, that was really awkward. I don't think I've ever done it like that fast. But in the same token, I was just kind of like, this is MJ. And like, I was like, rise and down. And I was like, oh, that's weird. I didn't. Oh, okay. We'll roll with it.
All right. We're going to check in.
Tosh.
Yeah.
Check in with us.
No, you check in first.
Eeny, meeny, money. Mo, you go.
That's me. let's see. As far as check-in goes, it's been a couple months since we've checked in. I started talking to a guy. I guess that would be like the coolest thing.
That's big
funnest
news.
Thing. Mm-hmm. He's really sweet. He's a really cool guy. Don't know. I mean, you know.
I think that it's, I would say that the nice part about it is it's just not casual conversation. You guys are vibing off one another. So yeah. That's really cool.
I like that vibing. We are vibing. We're vibing a lot. I appreciate that.
I'm sorry. It's just,
I know. My dog in the background is whining. He's kind of going through, I guess that's part of the check-in. He's going through, you know, he's going to be 15 and just struggling with some stuff. So I ended up taking him to the vet. We're going to do this like 30-day trial on some pain meds and anxiety stuff to see if that helps. If not, you know, maybe time to kind of put him down. I don't care to, I don't know. It's just his quality of life is, I don't like that he's constantly walking around in his own shit. And his pee, like, obviously I bathe him, but I mean, I work.
If he has accidents and stuff during the day.
Well, and it's like, or at nighttime if he has them, and then I wake up and it's dried shit everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a lot, and I feel that that's pretty crappy. Like, no pun intended, but I think it is. Like, I wouldn't want anybody to be around that. And I think the hardest part is that it reminds me of, like, when my mom was dying. And then my dad had to change her diaper and like had to do all these things for her that, you know, I had to see. And she was in a lot of pain. And it's like, I'm obviously my dog is not my mom and they're not, it's a human versus an animal. But, you know, he's been in my life since he was a little, like literally 8 weeks old. So it's like my child, it's a companion of mine. And just seeing it, like lately it's been really hard and I cried a lot at the vet when I went and I am the caretaker, you know. My ex was, you know, we got him together, but ultimately I ended up keeping him. And so I have to be the one that makes the decision. And that's hard for me because this will be my dog, I guess. Like I grew up obviously with tons of animals and I've seen a lot of them pass and but I was never the one that had to make the call. Like, this is something that I have to do. And he's been around for, a long, long time. And for Maya, he's been there since she was born. So she only knows of him. And, you know, so it's hard for both of us. But I think, you know, we'll figure it out. We're going to do the 30-day little trial, see. Hopefully it helps. And if it does, then great. But if it's still continuing where, you know, he keeps falling down, he's whining all the time, he is up all night and just not living a good life, then obviously I'll make, you know, the call that I need to and I'll deal with it at that time. But aside from that, I've been talking to this guy. I don't know if we're like, I don't think we're not really like, I don't know. We joke that we're just friends, but then it's like, well, I don't want that territory of what you call situationship. That's like a thing now where
the hell does that mean?
It's literally a situationship. It is, you're not together, but you're not just friends. You're more than friends, but you're not boyfriend, girlfriend. It's like that little middle ground. It's so crappy. There's so many things. I know. Be glad that you're married. Seriously, because there are so many pieces to it. Him and I are not, like I said, I don't think that that's where it's at with us. We have had deeper conversations than that, but truly, he is probably the one of the first people in my entire life that I've met that he gets me, and he's cool with me, and I can be myself around him, and I can have that inner child part of me there. Like, we'd like to play. Like, we love playing and laughing. I literally talk to this guy every day, and I almost pee my pants every day because he is so funny, and we just, like you said, we vibe, and it's so cool. It's a very, it's just a very cool feeling. And obviously, like, I want to continue going forward, and, you know, I'm not,
seeing where it goes.
Exactly. But you have to be, that's where I think the situationship stuff comes in, is that, yes, you want to see where things go, but you also have to be realistic and, like, put some type of, not timeline, but you have to have a goal to go somewhere, right? It can't just be, oh, I just like how we are. Let's just continue doing this. Because then that's when things get blurry. And it's like, well, are you just my friend? Are you not? Like, he had talked to his...
Are you one of those types of people that has, like, timelines?
I'm meaning timelines as in, well, of course, I'm not going to continue doing what we're doing for the next 6 months. And I don't know if he's actually my boyfriend, like, because we had talked about it the other night. And he had made the call. He's like, oh, like, you want to be my girlfriend? And but again, it was a time that we were drinking and playing and having fun. And then a couple days ago, he had talked to me, and he's been talking to his therapist. And he's like, yeah. And he mentioned me as, like, you know, his friend that he's been hanging out with. And I'm just like, okay, you know, I get it. I get that it's scary. But then he wants to joke about, like, me having commitment issues, which I'm not going to lie, I think I do. You and I have talked about it before, and I've talked about it with you guys. It's like, I've been through a lot. So it is, it's scary. There is that fear there, but, I don't know. I guess I do have timelines, but it's not like in 1 month I need to be here, and in 2 months I need to be here. I will say in 6 months, he needs to be my boyfriend. Like, I will say that, like, I need to know that we are together, because if not, I do feel that you are wasting my time to find the person I want to be with. I date intentionally. I don't date just for, like, shits and giggles. You know, I'm not looking for that. That's why I haven't been dating in a while, like you and I have talked about, because I don't want that. If I want to just go and have fun times, it's like, you could literally go on any dating app or anybody out there and have fun times. Like, it's really sad, actually, how easy it is to get that. But that's not where I'm at. I'm looking for I wouldn't say it's kind of a companionship, but more of a partner, like a best friend. That's what I'm looking for. And, you know, so far with everything with this guy, he is turning into one of, like, my best friends. Like, I text him and we talk on the phone every day, multiple times a day. We see each other multiple times a week. Our kids met. And it was a blast. Like, they were both asking each other, like, when are we going to hang out again? And, you know, so it's going very well. I don't know. Like I said, I don't know. I like it for now.
Interesting when you get to the first function amongst, like, family and stuff.
Well, that may be today.
Really?
Because I'm going to
right,
and know that. He lives just across the street, like, yeah, down the street. Yeah, well, he has a son that likes to ride dirt bikes and stuff, and I'm like, my nephew and everything, you know. So we'll see. I know I'm a little nervous because of my brother-in-law. I'm not gonna lie, but I mean, at the same time, this guy, like, holds his own. He's his own person. He's very confident, very strong. And I'm very attracted to that. So I see that that's not going to affect him by dealing with somebody like somebody that we all know. It's not going to bother him. I mean, I made the joke that anybody I'm with never going to be my family until, like, I'm about to, like, that day I'm marrying them kind of thing.
Because I feel like you should lock it in before they meet. So it's harder to get away.
But I mean,
hostage situation.
But the reality of it is, ultimately, reality, I want to be, you know, in my sister's and my niece and my nephew's lives. And it's like, that's part of who I am. So you're going to have to meet them. Like, there's no way for me to hide it for, you know, another year until something gets more serious. You know, that's just the reality. And I think this time in common grounds. It's just everyone's there to ride and
neutral
have a good
territory.
Time. There you go. So it's not like we're not going to somebody's house, and it's not going to force them to talk. Does that make sense? Like, they're not going to, like, you know, like, sit and have to bond. It's going to be more, they're all here with the kids. We're all just riding and having fun, like, on the quads, the dirt bikes, and doing the fun times. So that's kind of how I'm looking at it. I don't even know. I mean, I had told him the location. He had asked about it again this morning. We'll see.
Yeah.
But I don't know. That's kind of it. Work is work. Everything else in life is just happening day by day. I tried Botox. What?
I'm listening.
What are you going to say about that?
I need to hear the story before I'll say something.
I just tried it because I went, my aunt works at a esthetician's office and she gets like discounts. And so I went in just to do a consultation and they're like, hey, you want to try it real fast? And I did. I did a few units just to see. I don't mind it. I don't know. It's like, it's interesting. We'll see. They said I don't need anything. And I'm like, I know. But I don't know. Anyways, that's kind of it. There's nothing else really new going on in my life. Nothing super exciting. I mean,
Where did you do the Botox?
What do you mean, like on my face? I did it right here by my crow's feet. So a couple crow's feet. But that's it. Now she's looking and judging me. So that's all.
Looking. No, but yes, because my thing is at least it's not something that was like overly noticeable where you were like, something's different about your face.
Yeah, no.
Which was nice. So what I mean, no, but yes, I'm not really looking because I was like, well, it wasn't even noticeable. Yeah. So it's not something that I'm trying to like search for, but I'm mentally processing.
Why?
Just because like, it's always like a question out there, you know, I think for females more often than not, you know, who's getting it? Who isn't getting it? Why are you getting it? Where are you putting it? How much are you getting? You know, like, yeah. Like at what age do, like, you know, most of us feel like we need it and stuff like that. But I mean,
well, it's my first time. We'll see. Like if I like it, then maybe, I mean, it's something you go every 3-4 months to get refilled. It wasn't very expensive again, cause I didn't do that many units. So it's not, I didn't do like my entire face. Like some people.
I'm also a little bit surprised just cause of the whole needle thing.
Oh my gosh. And it wasn't even that bad.
I was just going to say.
You know what was worse? I'm going to say what was worse. So the other night, I went to go hang out with the boy and the man. He is younger than me, but the man, you know? We went and I had my sister put bra, like boob tape on me because I was wearing a romper. And no lie, guys, that hurt more than many, many things I've done in my life. So I ripped it off. I thought my nipple was going to fall off. It ripped. It bruised me. Like I have bruises on my chest from the tape. So it was pretty intense. So, but yeah, the Botox itself didn't hurt. Like it was like a little prick, but that was it. It wasn't even like a needle. I mean, I'm scared of needles, like getting shots. It wasn't like that. It was just a little prick, prick. And that was it. It was like less than what? It's like, not even 15 seconds and then done. And I was like, oh, okay. Not bad. Not bad. I could never do like lip filler or anything. They'd get like halfway in and I'd be like, oh, gotta take it out. Just like one side. That's what I'm saying. It would be like half my lip. I was like, we can't do this.
We can't take it out. You're going to have to wear that down.
Well, that's just because I mean, I think about that. Ugh. Anyways, what about you, MJ? How's life? What's going on?
Life is boring. It is, but it isn't. I mean, my life literally just revolves. It feels obviously like just around work.
Yeah. And what about the? You guys went to the races and you took Knox. How was that?
So it was his first, nationals experience, day one. I was actually really, really impressed. Now keep in mind, day one was like a partial day because they didn't get started until really late, which is normal for their first, day out there, whether it's Thursday or Friday, depending on the nationals that you're at. So we got out there about, you know, late morning, early afternoon, and then we packed it in by, I would probably say around like 5 o'clock. He did really well. He does not like the vibration when you are next to the track and, you know, they're going.
Well, they hear like 100 times or something.
Okay, so he is the only dog out there that has ear protection. He was not left with nothing. Okay. He has military-grade earmuffs that they use for when they're jumping out of the planes with their dogs.
Yeah.
So that was not a concern. I did not want his ears to hurt. But I think that because he is literally deaf, once we put those on and very comforted. He didn't know
when the vibrations were coming, what was happening.
He can't see and he didn't understand. So when that light came by, like he was just kind of like, wait a second.
How? I didn't hear anything. Nothing's in front of me.
And like, he also has eyewear. So along with his shoes, if it gets too hot, he was definitely a celebrity. I think that it took walking from the parking lot under 3 minutes before some of the racers were running up to ask if they could pet him.
Aww, that's cool.
And by day two, he was being filmed for Fox.
You're like, where do I sign to get all these payments?
I mean, like, part of me was just kind of like, what the fuck? You're like famous and like, you've been here for under 12 hours. What is going on? But yeah, I mean, he was a showstopper.
He's such a handsome guy though. Like I see it. I love just the way he looks. Like, dude, I get it.
I mean, like you cannot walk 6 feet without. See that dog? That dog's got glasses on. I love the boots. Look at his ear protection. That's rad. Like, and you're surrounded probably by a good 100 people every 6 feet anyways. It's a lot. Everybody. Like, the guys even working on the car were what they stopped. The poor guy underneath didn't know what was going on, but they were, like, pointing or walking way, like, beyond. They're all like, what's that? What's that? It was double taken. Yeah, like, and then you guys, it's nonstop comments. Yeah. Is he wolf? No. Does he do this? Will he do that? Is he, you're just like, and then by day three, I would say that it was a little bit, I'm a little on the fence. Like, I do love him. I am lost. I will admit that. At why he gains so much attention. I mean, like, I'm an animal lover, but I don't think I've ever crushed over seeing somebody's dog out in fucking public the way people go insane for Knox. And I just don't get it. I'm like, what is happening right now? Like, they've never seen a dog before.
Yeah.
And like, I mean, even some of the dogs that were there, they had to stop and be like, hey, that guy's cool. And like, the kids were there on the first day because they, on first days, they normally have like the technical schools where like the kids that are like in IT and like stuff like that. And EVIT and stuff, which is a like a vocational school. They come out, they bust them out. Dude. The kids were like, that dog's got more game than I did. They won't talk to you, but they'll say it to their friends. You see that dog? He's got more game than I do. People were asking if they could take pictures with him. People were asking if they could take pictures of him and like stuff like that. And I just don't understand it. Like, I'm just like, can't you just leave us alone? Because Knox, he's not an attention seeker.
Yeah.
He does like being spoken to, but he feels very inundated. And for his first day out there, you know, obviously I was very protective. There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
And it's not stuff that he's used to. So you can tell when he's a little bit like, where's mom? Where's dad? People are touching me. These are things that I've never seen before and stuff like that. And I'm very protective over that. And I don't understand why people struggle so much and they come into a personal bubble without even asking. Yeah. And by day three, this totally wasted fucking dude was like, can I get a selfie with your dog? And my brain said, you know, and I told, you know, them ahead of time, as I was like, he's not supposed to be touched. People have a hard time like not doing that.
Yeah.
But I did not think that this guy, I thought he was just going to kind of kneel and like, you know, take a picture real quick. He's grabbing his neck and like trying to pull his face over to him and kiss him. And like, I'm just like, no, that's enough. And like,
you could tell Knox was even at that point, he was just kind of like, I don't know you. Yeah. Like, why is this person touching me? Now, if he has permission to be touched and he's been introduced to somebody specifically, he will be fine walking up to them,
yeah,
and kind of sitting over there and next to them. But like, I don't understand why people find it so hard to like not touch. Like, I don't know.
Stop touching the guy.
Like, I just feel so bad for him. I mean, like, even like the whole Fox camera guy, like they didn't ask us or anything like that, but they filmed him for half of the walkway up on the pro side, which you could just tell that Knox was even annoyed by day two, because he was just kind of like, as soon as he started doing it and he was following him and he was right in front of his face, it was parting the Red Sea and he was walking backwards with the camera and the camera guy's following him and stuff like that, and everyone's just like, whoa. He put his head down, his ears went back, and you could just tell, like, I'm trying to get from point A to point B with my people. You're in my way. And, like, you could just tell, like, he was just so frustrated with it, and I felt bad, because, like, by day three, you could tell he was just like, I'm done.
Yeah.
Like, I'm done. And, like, people couldn't stop. Like, it didn't matter. And then, like, it was fun because I wanted to experience that with him and see how he would do. And I was happy with it. But in the same token, I just felt super bad because, like, I know what it's like when I'm just, you know, I'm in my zone and I don't want yeah, my personal bubble disturbed. And I do feel bad because, like, you could just tell where he was like, we're here again. Like, I got it. Day one, day two, yeah, all right. You know, like, where he was just...
I'm ready just to go home.
He's like, what do you guys find fun about that? And, like, it was a crack up, but it was also... Day three was also getting really... It was a lot warmer than the first 2 days, and he just... The moment that he saw it, he's just like, I'm sweating out here. This isn't my vibe, you know? And whatnot. So day three was really short-lived, and I did feel bad because he spent a lot of time back at one of the pit side trailers for everyone that we know, and hung out in the shade and their fans and stuff like that. And he was fine, and we made sure that he was safe and he was protected. And anytime, you know, for startup and stuff like that, he didn't have to wear his headphones all day long, but if there was startup or we were watching races, he did have to have them on,
yeah,
with his ear protection. First warm-up done in the pits, and I struggle because for me it's something that's second nature, but for everyone else they're not normally used to what drag racing is. When they have warm-up in the pits, and you know, they call it kind of like your baptism by nitro or whatever, the fumes and stuff can be heavy, mm-hmm, and I don't have obviously nose protection for him or anything like that for breathing. But I was very mindful of that. And the cutest thing was, like, first warm up, we were pit side, and we made sure to kind of be on the standing side of the wind direction so it wasn't blowing at us.
Yeah.
But he perked up. He put his nose up in the air. He started smelling, and he seemed really, really fine with it. And then he sat down next to me, and he leaned into a leg. And I made sure that I put my hand as extra over the ear that was on the outside, even though he had his head protection on. And then you could tell that he was kind of bothered by it because he nuzzled my pant leg. So I leaned down to make sure that he was still okay, to check in with him. And he's looking at me through the goggles, and then he nestled in my coat. And I was like, okay, well, it's probably a lot, and I understand that. But beyond that, he was fine. It was never going into his face or anything like, yeah, that. So I am excited to maybe see him at additional races with us. Everyone else, they were already like, are you guys going to Vegas? And I was like, no, I didn't want to push it. That would have been back-to-back weekend.
Yeah.
We already had trip plans, but it was hindrant on how that weekend went. So we were on the fence. Everyone knew that we already had plans to possibly be there, but he was going to be the ultimate judgment call. And I had looked up that it was going to be even hotter there than we had gotten on the last day. So I was like, I don't want to push it. And he was like, well, do you want me to give the tickets away, or do you want me to keep them? Do we want to think about it? And everybody's like, yeah, aren't you coming to Vegas? isn't he going to be at Vegas? And I'm like,
I think I'm going to pull it. But I said more than likely I will pull him for Vegas and Halloween, and he'll wear a costume. Aww. And people were losing their minds. They were just like, yeah, that's going to be awesome. And I'm just like, oh, my God. And I could just totally see my poor kid is just out there being like, what the? Another thing to wear?
Mom, you're just abusing
me. No, no, I would never be like that. But, like, yeah, I'm excited to hopefully make that, like, a nicer trip and it'll be cooler out. But other than that, yeah, I mean, like you said, work is work. That's a nightmare. I work to pay my bills, but I don't enjoy it. Tosh and I are constantly, like, job searching. I will say that I was proud of myself. I saw something. It seemed interesting. I did apply for it. I did get requested interviews.
Nice.
I cleared first interview. I was requested secondary interview for hiring, and it had a $3,000 signing bonus, and I actually turned them down.
Why?
Because I didn't like what they were selling after that first interview. Oh. And I was thinking about it, and then I bumped my secondary interview because I wanted to give myself more time to think about what they had just presented me with.
Yeah.
And then after I had rescheduled my secondary interview, I then just chose to cancel it because I was just like, you know what, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
I understand that it might be being paid a little bit more at the potential of a bonus, but it is so much still, like, not satisfying.
Makes sense.
It's not worth it. But I put myself out there. Nobody had to ask me. And I used a website to help me update and recreate a resume.
Very proud of you.
Thanks. But yeah, I was like, I go, yeah, it made me feel better. Like, yeah, I could put myself exactly out there and stuff.
You can do it.
I can do it.
You can do it.
Wait on other people. Well, anyways, till next week, guys. Thanks for checking in. It's MJ.
And Tosh.